started in here.
I used to listen to other morning shows, baby, but there was something missing. They were old, they were dull and boring, maybe I just couldn't listen. Then I found the best show around, Justice Drew and Samantha, got my morning attention. And I'm gonna listen to Justice and Drew, it's the only show I listen to. I won't miss a beat, I'm just gonna keep it on Justice and Drew.
Then I look at you.
Can you dig it?
And the world's all right with me.
Can you dig it?
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
Can you dig it?
It's laughing like a hurricane.
Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5. Good morning and welcome to your Thursday edition of Justice and Drew. My name is Drew. That guy's name is John Justice.
We got Justice and Drew, and we hit the Rocky like a hurricane.
We are the Scorpions. We are German rock band. Hello. We are here to play rock music for you now.
I didn't realize, did you say Quiet Riot was... was German?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you were looking at Scorpions.
Yeah, I was looking at Scorpions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good morning, Brett.
Whole long discussion that we got to fill you in on. That we ran out of time before the show started. I was trying to figure out when the Rat hit, the band Rat, R-A-T-T, their Ooh. Big hit.
Well, we got to back up further, but please continue.
Round and round. I was trying to figure out when that came out, because I always associate it at the same time with the Scorpions song, Rock You Like a Hurricane. So my assumption is they came out around the same time, but I was in the middle of researching that when the show started. And then that took a priority.
And then Drew suddenly, you know, was like, I thought you were looking at, because we were talking about Rat Round and Round, and Drew, you were equating it to that, and then I leaned into Quiet Riot and said that was probably, because Round and Round was 83 by Rat. And yeah. So I was leaning in.
Much earlier than I would have guessed.
And I think that's right around when Quiet Riot, Bang Your Head came out. And so when you said that and you said German band, I thought you were looking at Quiet Riot, not the Scorpions. And then that got us doing stupid German voices.
See, sometimes I'm protected in my glass bubble where I can just turn you guys off and folks. But now I feel like disconnected from the bit. So I don't know.
Das ist Scorpions, we're here to dance.
So dumb.
It's so stupid.
So stupid.
Well, the whole thing started because I have a playlist. Like, I got a bunch of playlists, right, in my phone.
Yeah, I walk in this morning and John's blaring Motley Crue. And I'm like, that is not what I would typically expect to hear coming out of John's phone when I walk in the morning. It's usually something either like 80s and synth or emo.
Yeah. Well, I have a playlist in here, and it's not titled correctly. I labeled it hair bands, but most of these are not hair bands in my playlist. And I'm in a weird place right now, you know, just given everything going on in my life. And I do like me some of the hard rock, especially from the 80s. So like in here, I got Rat in this playlist. I got a lot of Def Leppard. Let's see, what else do I have? Motley Crue's in here. White Lion, wait. That's a go-to for me. And then, but then I also lumped in here, like, Guns N' Roses is in here. I got some 38 Special. I got some Journey is in here. I have some Van Hagar.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a fan of the Van Hagar. And that's not a huge surprise to anybody.
No.
You know, then
it's a disappointment to many, including myself, but not a surprise.
Yeah.
God, the talk back is already going to be on fire. We spent 5 minutes not talking about 2,000 Mules. I don't think we're doing our due diligence here, boys.
You be, oh, great. Don't, sorry. Why did you say? Because now someone's, did you watch it yet? We're going to be like, no.
Actually,
you can listen to Rat, but you can't watch 2,000 Mules.
Exactly. I actually started it yesterday, so I don't want to hear from anybody. Don't at me.
Wait, define started.
I played some of it. And then I, oh, man. Other things came up.
Oh, man, people are going to be so mad.
I did it to myself. But I did start it yesterday.
People are going to be so mad.
Don't at me.
Yeah. So that's how we went on the...
I was right. Okay. Round and Round was released in 83.
83.
Rock You Like a Hurricane was released in February of 84. So they would have been some intersectionality.
Did you bang your head yet? That's the one I wanted to know.
But that's not the one I wanted to know.
I know, but it's about me. I'm the one that had the playlist and was playing the music.
He's got the heart surgery. It's about him.
Oh, man.
Don't we know?
Dude, I tried to play that card yesterday and the wife was not having it. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. You whipped that card out way too early.
I know.
You did. You started whipping that card out immediately.
Okay, listen, in my...
And for dumb things, too.
I know.
Like, you should have saved it.
I know. Well...
You played that really poorly.
In my defense, the other two open heart surgeries happened a lot faster. You know, this one
this one's a month away.
This one's June 15th, and so, you know... You're right. You are 100% correct, though, I posted the details online, and I have all these well wishes coming in, and I'm like, that's great. Oh, so nice. People are so kind. And I'm like, wow, it's really early. I got a month to go.
This is not going to last.
I don't want to make people continue to have to go and say, you know, we're praying for you. It's good. That's great. If you did post on Facebook, you did that. You don't have to do it again. I like updating what's going on. I like to tell people what's happening. But you know, I do feel bad because I feel like there's people going.
So you're not doing it like you're not fishing.
No, not at all. No,
you're
no.
Not posting these to
no, goodness, no, no. I'm not.
You know, like,
no, I'm not.
Prayers.
Dude, this is the third time around. I'm not fishing for that in the least bit. Okay.
Can I ask how you tried to use the card? Is that?
Oh,
are you comfortable sharing that?
Yeah. No, we were outside. Oh my gosh, what happened? We were outside yesterday, and we were talking about yard work and putting something away. And I made some snarky comment, and she fired back, and then I just went, I'm third open heart surgery, and she's like, no. She's like, you're not going in yet.
Yeah, like, I've been, there's yard work that needs to be done at my house, too, and I was actually thinking about doing that same thing, you know, when my wife brings up, hey, you know, we need to clean up those weeds, I'm going to say, well, John's having an open heart surgery.
There it is.
And that's, you know,
it's really weighing down.
That's going to be a lot of extra work on Drew's back, you know, when that happens. So yeah. I need to mentally prepare for that.
No, I'm genuinely not fishing. I just, you know me, I'm an open book and I like to share these things. And, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, I think, you know, people seem to be interested in that stuff. So I like posting it up there, you know, and it brings it is cathartic for me because putting it out there helps me kind of work through it and cope with the whole deal. Because I hate the fact that I have to wait until June 15th. That really bums me out. I want to go in like right now.
Sure.
I just want to go in and get it and get it done. So 651-989-5855. If you have any comments on open heart surgeries or metal from the 80s, rock from the 80s, feel free to. We'll work on some new.
Yeah.
I was thinking, because I already had a couple of ideas working through my playlist this morning of
new intros,
sans Sam.
Yeah, I've been working on that too.
So, you know, so I've been playing
around. 80s heavy metal is sort of an unexplored genre.
I was thinking the same
for
thing.
For our intros and parodies and such. Yeah, so, yeah, we've opened up a whole new world.
I was thinking very much. We were like, we were just right there, you know, tuned into each other like we're our children.
Quick rundown on what's coming up on the show today. We'll work in reverse order. Final segment of the program, 8:35. Katie Pavlich from Fox News will be joining us. We're going to talk about the new White House press secretary and the baby formula shortage and more. From Alpha News at 7:55, our good friend Liz Collin will be on the program.
Yeah, looking forward to talking to her. There was an activist who falsely accused law enforcement in the death of a loved one in her life. Fascinating story, by the way.
And she's been making this claim for years.
My gosh.
Turns out it's bogus.
Plus, sports betting. A vote happening today in the legislature. We'll talk with Representative Pat Garofalo at 7:35 this morning. We have audio, too. Biden versus Megatron.
Megatron. I like that. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's Megatron. It really is like one of the few times when the left has actually done some really bad labeling. Like, they're usually really good at it, but
this wasn't the left, though. Like, Jen Psaki was super quick to come out and go, yeah, Joe came up with that all on his own. She was like the day after the Ultra MAGA or whatever was started going around and trending. Jen Psaki was like, "Yeah, that's all him." That was like they don't give Joe Biden credit for anything in this administration except for the things they're embarrassed of.
No, we have audio of that, and it's absolutely ridiculous. Coming up, boy, that storm rolled through last night. Caused quite a bit of fear and tension in the justice household.
It was a doozy.
Yeah, it was big. So we'll get into that. And the saga of Jennifer Carnahan. We'll dive into that coming up here on Justice and Drew.
We did have one talk back. Welcome back to your Thursday edition of Justice and Drew, where he suggested darkness, and we will throw that out there, sort of our talk back question of the day. Let us know what you're listening to now, and let us know what your favorite like 80s rock was.
All right.
Like specifically 80s rock.
Sure.
And let us know. Because I feel like 80s music is finally getting its due recognition.
Yeah, I mean, it has for...
I don't think so.
I disagree.
It's always been disparaged.
I disagree. But we can respectfully disagree. Yeah. I think 80s has been getting...
No, we can't. I hate you now.
80s has been getting its due for a while. Yeah. You know, especially with when you look at a show, you know, like Stranger Things and the vibe around that show. And I think I lean a little bit more into that stuff than you do. So I think that my view and opinion is absolutely correct. And you're completely wrong.
What's that heart surgery?
June 15th. A lot of garbage I got to do in between. It can't happen fast enough. 651-989-5855 is the phone number. Yeah, I realize the reason why I remember why I got on the 80s kick is that through no other reason that I happened to see it. And I was like, oh, I'll watch that. I ended up watching Tron. Well, I watched the original Tron like 2 weeks ago, and then I ended up watching my boys really like Tron Legacy, and I do too. And in the beginning, when they go to Flynn's Arcade, in both the films, they play Journey, and specifically Separate Ways in Tron Legacy.
Yeah.
And that's a banger that slaps.
Separate Ways?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, hard to argue with that.
Yeah. And then yesterday morning...
That's a song that I've often wanted to hate.
Exactly.
But I never can really bring myself to fully hate it because it does kind of bang.
Now, I will say this, a band like Journey falls into the category of what we've talked about a lot to exactly what you were saying. Those bands during that time period that I despised because I was all into my alternative,
you were too cool.
I was too cool for it. And now I really, now I really get into it.
Yep.
And now I actually really like it.
Yeah. So. That was sort of the grunge phase for me. Yeah. I was too hip. To like what all the other people were listening to at that time, which was like Nirvana and Pearl Jam and, Stonehenge.
See, and I love
Stone Garden.
I love Stone Garden, Soundgarden, Stone Temple Pilots.
I kept saying, yes, that's what I was doing. I was conflating Stone Temple Pilots and Soundgarden. Thank you. I couldn't figure out what was going on in my brain, so I landed on Stonehenge.
I do like Stonehenge, Stonegarden. I like Stonegarden quite a bit.
That's some good rock, though.
Stonegarden.
Stone I couldn't figure out why solid. I couldn't land somewhere between Stone Temple Pilots and Soundgarden.
Well, and then yesterday morning...
Tone Garden.
I had the songs in the iPhone on shuffle, and the Cult Love Removal Machine popped up.
Who?
And I love that song. That was a song as a kid, though. And I always loved that song.
The Cult was odd. That was a great band.
Great band. Great band. Sonic Temple is still a fantastic album, but Love Removal Machine was the precursor to that, and that was a song that confused me. When I was, because I, just young and, wanted to go out with girls and I was Love Removal Machine. I don't know, what is this about? I still don't understand that song, but that is also a banger that slaps.
It is a banger that slaps.
I dig that one. It was a banger of a storm last night, so I'm in bed, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm dozing off, I'm catching my sleep flight, and then my phone just starts freaking out.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what is going on? So I kind of roll over and I see, and there's a tornado warning, right? And I was like, okay. And thus began the the warning versus watch, and then everybody coming down, because I'm in the lowest room. So we have a finished basement. They have a separate room. It's like a little hotel, separate room and bathroom and walk-in closet and all that. And so that's where I sleep, at the very lower level. So within a matter of a short period of time, everybody, the wife, Logan, Kyle, and the dog, were all in the dark in my room as we were waiting to ride this out. But it was crazy because I've got a window, right? Because I'm beneath ground, but I don't know what you call it, like an atrium window. Mm. So it's open up top, right, and light comes in. So you just look at it, and I've got blinds up, and it was the lightning was going off, and it was like a movie. It just was. I mean, it's like somebody was flashing a light outside. There was so much lightning. It was pretty freaky.
I was awake for the alarm on the phone. I had not fallen asleep yet. So I saw that, but we hadn't been, like, no heavy rain or storm had hit our area at that point, and by the time I fell asleep before it hit, wow. Slept right through the whole thing.
Did the sirens go off for you guys?
Oh yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, yeah no, our,
you would, no idea,
no clue.
Yeah, no, our because they're over by Blaine High School, and we're not too far from there, and so they had the tornado sirens blaring, and as a matter of fact, there was I believe there was a tornado forming. Because Logan was on top of it, because he's really good at that stuff, but because of flying and all that. And he actually at one point said that possible tornado in Brooklyn Center moving towards Coon Rapids and Blaine. And so that was like right where we live. So, and thankfully, you know, it came and went, but not without just, you know, sort of wreaking its havoc and a lot of damage behind in a lot of areas.
Yeah, this taco war is out of control. I tell you,
I think there's a reprieve in the taco wars today as they clean up the storm damage.
Yeah.
In the area.
Yeah, they've called the truce for the time being.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll reignite later today at 117 between Taco Johnson and Taco Bell.
If you got any good photos of what happened in your area, tweet them using the hashtag TCNT. They're you know, scrolling through social media this morning, a lot of posts, a lot of pictures of downed trees, downed power lines. It doesn't look like it was you know, at least no reports of any major damage yet, but it is still early, and as the sun starts to come up, I'm sure that'll be we'll start to see more and more.
Talk a little bit more on this. If you want to leave a talk back, use the iHeartRadio app and drop us a message. We'll play that back on the air. Also coming up, GOP's Jennifer Carnahan says that threats were made against her while she was out campaigning. We will give you details on the story from the Star Tribune coming up on Twin Cities News.
1983, Metallica, Kill 'Em All, best album ever.
Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
You guys can't forget about Spinal Tap.
No, I never
and
did.
I almost did, but your reference to Stonehenge really brought it to the forehead. But they are the ultimate, penultimate 80s rock band.
Yeah.
Got that movie memorized.
Maiden had to be my go-to for 80s rock.
Iron Maiden, I know people love Iron Maiden, and I'm not saying I don't, but they've never really, like, achieved that sort of iconic status in my music bubble. But they're a fantastic band, and that's no disrespect to them. That's just more of, you know, commentary of what I was into and what I was listening to in that era.
Yeah, I didn't, the sort of the harder-edged metal, not surprisingly at all. The least bit. The harder edge metal was not really my thing. Your Judas Priest, your Iron Maiden, Scorpions to a lesser, you know, extent. Early Metallica, not really. And I kind of got into them during And Justice for All. A little bit of Ride the Lightning. AC/DC, you know, the Back in Black album was a big one for me. But again, I lean more into that emotional sort of more poppy sound of the hair band than I did the harder, you know,
metal
devil,
was
devil
never
horns.
My metal has never been like my top genre, my number one genre. I mean, I've never disliked it. I've always liked it, but it's always been sort of a secondary genre for me.
Yeah. We'll have to, well, not now, but I would love to do like a post show and get into like Van Halen, because I'm always the Van Hagar era of Van Halen. I just find fascinating because it's just such a weird mix.
It's they're a different band.
It's a completely
entirely different band.
All the same instruments, same dudes.
Yeah, well, three out of four.
Apart, you know, and similar in style, but they flip this weird switch.
It's an attitude thing. It's an attitude and a presentation where with David Lee Roth, they were like a silly rock band that was all about, you know, girls and drinking. in and, you know, party in and, you know, your typical sort of rock band of that era with one of the best frontmen for any rock and roll band of all time, David Lee Roth. I mean, that guy was phenomenal just at being a frontman. And then they get Hagar and they shift into this more, you know, emotional love song.
Yeah.
We're making movie soundtrack songs now. Yeah. And it was a totally different band.
And I dug it.
Yeah,
I did.
And this is
hated Van Hagar.
And this is classic Justice and Drew. Well, we'll talk about it on a post show, but now we'll just talk about it now. just do it right now. It's great.
We are looking for your talkbacks, though. We're in a very music mood today, so we're curious what you're listening to now and what your favorite 80s rock is.
So so last night, getting to the storms that rolled through before we move on, the severe storms that pushed across Minnesota, left behind damage, took down trees, knocked out power, caused a flooding across the metro. And if you had any experiences last night with this, I think there's another round of storms coming through today, right? Although I look at the outside and the windows are all wet, so perhaps that's the case. But you can use the talkbacks as well. I still get confused. Not anymore, though, because I figured it out.
Okay.
I figured out a way to remember. I still get confused over the difference between a watch and a warning. But now I've got it.
Now I got it.
You know what it is? So you ready? You ready, Brett? You ready? So between watch, so you know, storm watch, tornado watch versus warning. A warning is when you walk into Subway. A watch is when you're handed your paper-wrapped Italian BMT. So, like, the warning, you walk in, and all the ingredients are there for your sandwich.
Then you might walk out with a
sandwich. You might walk out with a sandwich if you decide.
It's not guaranteed.
But it's not guaranteed. It's just all the ingredients are right there. And you don't know what you're going to get. You've got all kinds of different options available. But it's there.
Yeah.
It's laid out before you. But the watch is when they actually, hey, you've been handed a sandwich now.
I thought it was the opposite.
I know.
Don't screw this up.
I know. It's warning. Warning is the other one you can use.
Warning is the worst one. Warning is the take shelter.
No, watch is the worst one.
I mean, I grew up in Des Moines with a bunch of tornadoes.
I'm
pretty sure it's the other way around.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I wrote it down wrong.
Because I know they give out watches willy-nilly.
That was a great analogy.
To be a wet blanket.
All right, so we go back. A watch is when you walk into Subway.
Well, you're just watching the Subway. Hey, maybe I'll get some food there.
All right, hold on.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you might be right. Okay, here we go. So maybe it's different between tornadoes and storms.
No.
That would be. So you're right. Okay.
That would be unnecessarily and ridiculously confusing.
I'm pretty sure the watch is like the hey, just look out.
Okay.
And the warning is like, uh oh.
All right. So I gotta reverse it. So take it back and hop in the Wayback Machine and go back in time. You're right. So watch is issued. It means that they're favorable conditions. You have the ingredients. Okay. The warning is they've spotted. You know, there are indications of a tornado.
Right. Sorry.
Of there. No, I'm glad. I don't want to give out wrong information. I just must have written it down wrong. So, okay. So, watch is when you walk in and you can, you can watch all your ingredients be made. Right. And then the warning is when you're handed your Italian
warning,
BMT.
You're about to eat a sub.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I'm going to fail. That sucks. Well, you know, can you blame me? I'm having another open heart surgery.
Brett, delete this off the podcast.
I was so happy. I saw another one. I stole that. I saw another one, and I think they actually had it wrong in the meme because the way that they described it was they used tacos. So they had said, like, in reality, it was a watch. Here's all your taco ingredients. Uh-huh. Your warning is here's your made taco.
Okay.
With all the, I liked Subway more, and I was hoping to get an endorsement.
You like Subway more than tacos?
I just liked it for the analogy.
Oh, okay. All right.
I liked it for the bit, which just completely failed because I had it wrong. To which a lot of people were listening, going, you should go back to talking about hair bands. Because your takes on that were better than your descriptions of watches and warnings.
Yeah, we're going to delete this section off the podcast.
It's too late. It's already out there in the ether. Memes are already being made.
GOP's Jennifer Carnahan had a harrowing incident down in Faribault, apparently.
Was it?
Republican congressional candidate Jennifer Carnahan told police that a man swerved his car at her after he made threatening and profane comments as she campaigned Tuesday in a Faribault neighborhood. This is out of the Star Tribune.
Well, that's not nice. People shouldn't yell at people.
No, people shouldn't threaten people, shouldn't swear at people, and certainly shouldn't swerve their cars at people.
Well, Yeah.
I actually read the audio that I don't have the audio with me, but I think the only thing he said was, I don't care. So I don't know what the police officer was getting all mad about.
Police did Tuesday, they did locate the man who was in his early 20s, lives just outside Faribault, and quote, there is an acknowledgement that there was an incident between the two of them.
However, the police chief told the Star Tribune that their stories obviously differ somewhat.
Wait, what?
Yes, the issue of swerving while driving is really what's in dispute here.
Ah.
Well, what's interesting, too, is that when you get a little bit further, and we'll give you some more details here, we get a little bit further, and Jennifer Carnahan talks about the swerving part of this, right? The man came whipping around the corner in a car, nearly ran her over, and she's, with my fingers, says, he just swerved right at me. I'm thinking my toes are going to be broken if he hits me.
Wait, what?
She
was worried about her toes being broken she gets hit by a car.
She was worried about her toesies. Hmm.
That's weird. That's an odd thing to hone in on.
Yeah.
My toes.
It throws an interesting context on the nature of what happened. So
did she think she was just like going to get her feet run over? Like he was just going to run over her toes?
Right. Were the toes exposed? Was she wearing Crocs?
Questions.
Yeah, to be so specific.
Were these open-toed sandals? Were these Crocs?
Were her feet stretched out?
Clearly she was not wearing steel-toed boots, otherwise she would have no concern about her toes whatsoever.
Did she put like her right leg out? Ha, it won't get me. I mean, why is it the toes were the things most at risk? Because, like, if you're standing, like, your toes are not all that far out from you. You know, I mean, like if you're standing and a car is coming close enough to injure your toes, then it could actually come close enough to, like, run into your entire body. So to focus on the toes seems odd to me.
Carnahan, who is an Asian American, said the man did not make any racial comments. Police said the man is white. Glad we got all that cleared up.
My gosh.
Glad we got all that cleared up.
Completely and utterly unnecessary.
And identities of everybody involved, even though there is no racial component to this story whatsoever.
Well, and they
had to include all of that, I guess.
I'm sure the white man has also a background.
Probably.
Beyond just being, there's not just white.
No, white is just white. You get no background if you're white.
That's
anymore.
That's true.
No, it is.
That's not, sorry, that's not true.
White people have lost all sense of culture and identity, and you cannot claim to be a part of anything if you are a white man, especially if you're a straight white man.
I have Italian.
Nope.
And I have German, and I think I have some either Irish or Scottish. I'm not sure which one.
Count.
I'm like, but I do.
Just white.
My real last
cottage cheese. John.
No, but
you are cottage cheese.
But I'm not. My real last name is Lo Giudice, which is nope. Italian.
Still white.
Means justice in Italian. I just go by that because it's people see and it's hard to pronounce. I have. An ethnicity too.
No, you don't. You are a cottage.
That's
cheese.
That's not true.
You are a bowl of white.
It's just not true. Carnahan said the man was swearing a lot. I door knock a lot, and I never had this level of hostility in the core of my body. I felt fear.
Mm, I hate when that happens.
The core of her toes?
Well, I guess. Well, the core, fear of the body, concern over toes.
Mm.
Authorities are requesting assistance from witnesses or individuals or who may have additional information. A staffer was on another block nearby and did not witness the incident, according to Jennifer Carnahan.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that everybody's fine.
I'm glad her toes are okay.
Because
that would have been really unfortunate if she got hit by a car and her toes were broken.
Yeah.
Aren't you worried about more than your toes at that point if a car's swerving right at you?
With all the... No, again, I'm with you. I'm just...
That's a weird thing to just point out. I'm sorry.
Given the details and the conflicting storylines, I mean, you could kind of call it a coup d'etat.
Waka waka!
I stole it from Seinfeld. I'm not going to take credit for that.
Heart surgery in 3 weeks.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Just for the record. And I'm more than white.
How dare you? I am not cottage cheese.
I love me some cottage cheese, but I am more than that.
Also out of the Star Tribune, Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman has tested positive for COVID-19 in the final stretch of the 2022 legislative session. Hortman tweeted Wednesday morning, "My allergies seemed a little bit worse this morning than a normal spring day, so I thought it would be prudent to check. Out of an abundance of caution, I took a COVID test that came back positive."
I'm glad she figured it out. So when she's not feeling worse, there you go.
Look, if it's just if your COVID experience is really bad allergies, then that's not the worst COVID experience that you could have.
No, I've got I mentioned this yesterday. I'm gonna have two COVID tests now. I have to have one COVID test on Monday before I do this one procedure to prep for the surgery. And then according to the notes I got yesterday, I have to take another COVID test like 4 days before the surgery. And I haven't gotten it, but I'm worried about this kind of thing. I'm worried about getting tested and then having it come back positive. Right. And I'm like,
you might be carrying some around.
Fine, and not realize it.
Symptoms, yeah, right? It's entirely possible.
I don't want that to happen. I would rather not have that happen.
Yeah, you don't want to throw a positive COVID test in the mix of everything else going on.
That's why I wasn't worried about the storm last night. We're all huddled in my room downstairs, and the storm's rolling through. And then Kyle, my youngest, a 15-year-old, he's kind of freaking out a little bit. It's a little scary, and all that. And I'm just like, I got so much going on, whatever. And, well, I guess it's twofold.
This is the way that I'm going to go.
Yeah, I guess it's twofold, One way or the...
This is how the good Lord wants to take me, I guess. Go along for the ride.
One way or the other, right. Apparently. Speaking of hearts, a 60-year-old man, out of the Associated Press, who strangled his girlfriend, died of a heart attack while burying her body in their South Carolina backyard.
That's karma.
Deputies found Joseph Anthony McKinney's body Saturday after neighbors called and reported an unconscious man in a yard in Trenton, according to the county sheriff's office. They investigated his death, and deputies found a body wrapped in trash bags in a freshly dug hole and determined it was his girlfriend, Patricia Ruth Dent, 65.
Wow.
Deputies say the investigation focused on the backyard. The autopsy on Dent determined that she had been strangled. And the neighbors told officers they saw McKinnon digging a hole in his yard the day before. An autopsy of him determined that he died of a heart attack. Deputies said it appeared he was nearly done filling the grave when he set the shovel down, walked away, and collapsed.
That's karma right there.
That is
karma doing what karma does.
Just took care of it right there.
Yep.
Just one and done, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not good that the victim.
No, horrible circumstances all the way horrible. Around, but.
Yeah. I can't gin up a whole lot of sympathy for the heart attack.
God, man, just that, the one moment. Like, you know, he had that moment.
Of, like, I'm not done.
It's just.
I gotta finish the.
Yeah.
I guess it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. I guess I really should have done that. You know, it collapsed. 651-989-5855. Coming up. Catalytic converters stolen from a St. Paul nonprofit mobile food shelf vehicle. Unlike Feeding Our Future, they actually do apparently feed children in this one. Plus, U of M researchers have actually now invented apparently a device that can eliminate the catalytic converter metals. We'll give you details next.